Hello and welcome to another episode of Nolo Time. My name is Obed Velez, and with me is the man that cashes checks from Ubisoft in order to pay his pool guy, Mr. Joel Young.
So true, man. I think deep down in my heart that Star Wars Outlaws looks terrible, but I have to say it looks good. So the checks keep coming from Ubisoft. Right. Come on, guys.
Those checks from Ubisoft and Sony and we're ponying it up over here, man.
Those comments,
we're doing great. Hey, thank you guys for commenting.
I'll take it.
Hey,
I'd rather
have, you know, a civil conversation and disagree, right?
Yeah.
And if you disagree with any of our opinions, that's fine, right? Joel and I like to look at this thing subjectively, and we like to give it the benefit of the doubt, right? And we did it with She-Hulk. I think that's the best example.
Absolutely.
That I can always give. You know, if we always need an example to make an example out of something, it's She-Hulk, right?
Right.
So it started great, and then it just was just all downhill from there. And, you know, this game, you know, Outlaws, it looks fine to me. It looks good. But if the game looks trash, and if it's trash, and reviews bad, then sure. I know that a lot of people do take issue with the pricing, and rightfully so, right?
I agree.
You know, it's a point of contention, and I'm happy. Joel and I, we already talked about it. We should do like a set of gaming episode, like a special episode, and we just talk about what's going on in modern gaming, and we're probably going to do that around what used to be the E3 time, so I guess Summer Games Fest now,
right?
So we can probably talk about do that. We're gonna probably, whenever the Summer Games Fest happens, we can wrap up all the announcements that we like into a nice, neat package, and we can talk about the current state of gaming. But no, thank you guys for engaging. Right, it's like we're here to, we're not here to clickbait. We're here to, you know, have a discussion about these things. And if you disagree, that's perfectly fine. We're not mad about it. But
no, I love that. Like, I love that we don't have to agree on. Even you and I don't always agree on
absolutely
content,
yeah.
And that's like, we have civil, respectful differences, and that's fine. But that's the beauty of No Load Time. We can all come together and have a good time, hang out, talk about what we love, agree, disagree, what have you. It civilly, of course.
No.
But yeah, sorry guys, I don't get the checks. So that was
I wish.
If we
would be getting those checks, guys, we wouldn't have so many technical issues as we've had. I would have a new GPU already.
The show would be very different. Plus, like, look, we didn't say it looked great. I mean, I can go back and listen to it. I don't remember at least saying that it looked great. I just thought it looked good. Like, you know, I was looking forward to it. Is this a day one purchase for me? Transparently, I'm not sure yet. But it looks like something I do want to give a try. I do want to have a playthrough. I'm still trying to understand how it's woke. Maybe they know something I don't, but from the gameplay trailer.
No, see to me, okay. So to me, that it's a cop out. So once you throw that word out, you already lost your because you're throwing out empty words. Like, it doesn't mean anything. Right.
Well, I mean, there are some times that I can hear people say it, and there's times where I'm like, okay, I think I'm picking up what you're putting down. Like, there's times where I'm like, I have to read, like, I agree with you. I have to read between the lines, because you're just saying a word and you're not really describing
you're bringing out
feelings
about an actual
what
argument.
Right? Like, exactly. It's not a real argument.
Yeah.
But like in this one, I can truly say, I'm trying to scratch my head. Is it, you know, because of, you know, the biology of the main character? I don't know. But I'm not sure. But we'll see. I mean, it could be terrible. I could come back to my words and say this is a horrible game. But we're just judging purely a trailer.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, I'm glad to have everybody here. We're going to have another great show today. Lots of good stuff to talk about. So
yeah, totally.
Get it.
Yeah, Joel, I heard that you're not busy at all, so I'm not even going to ask you.
My what's up is nothing. Nothing.
Jolie's drowning in work over there.
I do have a pretty cool shirt to show you guys, though. I want to show off.
right. Oh, nice, nice. Oh, okay. Look at that. Looking like an
Video games
iPhone
are calling and I
interface.
must go. Thank you for
Yeah.
the gift. You know
Yeah.
who you are watching,
This
but yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, and that's the thing, right? And it goes to the comment that I pinned on that comment section. We all love gaming and we all get passionate and we all have different opinions about,
For sure.
where the industry should go and how things should be managed, right? At the end of the day, if we're not involved in the industry, we don't, it's essentially our opinion. So, but we try to be objective and take a lot
And
of these
it's
things into consideration. So,
and like people could say, like, oh, it's Disney this or if you watch just the video the day before, we were criticizing something that Disney was doing. A constructive criticism still wasn't like, but just saying like, hey, we're hearing a rumor of this thing. Our response to it is, not too positive. It's all level-headed, is how we're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. We're not here to trash anything, right? No, it's
Not at
like
all.
we're not that type of channel. Like,
Yeah.
unless it's She-Hulk.
But aside from that, we don't just come onto the show
I'm
angry.
traumatized, man. I
Yeah.
still think about it, and I'm
Oh.
like, oh,
I know. I
gives me
know.
the
Don't.
gives me the
Ooh.
heebie-jeebies.
I tell
Oh, man. But yeah, not much on my end either. I couldn't get all my gaming time that I wanted over the weekend. I had to do a few errands here and there, but I'm still playing Final Fantasy. I'm about 50 47 hours in, I think, and I'm about halfway done with the game, so it's really good. I'm still really enjoying it, and it's a little, I see where some people are coming from, because it does, it's very formulaic. It follows a formula and it sticks to it. But it's good. I'm really enjoying it. Not many negatives to say. Joel, okay, so I don't think I mentioned it last week, but over the last couple of weeks, right, my daughter has been, hey, so why don't you play Dragon Ball Fighters online more? I was like, well, I don't know, like I don't have time and all that. It's like, dude, I played a ton of Dragon Ball Fighters over the last 2 weeks. And I ranked up. Like I went up a rank already in that time. And I do notice that I'm getting better. Yeah, I played before we recorded. I was playing a little bit, and
Nice.
man, it's crazy going back to that game after, updates and rebalancing and all that. And I played it on PS4. I haven't even played it on PS5 with a new netcode, and but it's still crazy fun, and it's so fast and nuts that it's just I love it. I am looking forward to Sparking Zero. Whenever that gets, a release date and whatnot. But yeah, man, played a ton of it. I don't know. See you, Otaku. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see how I am doing from here until
I
summer
want to see
for
it.
the
I want to see it.
registration. Oh, man, gonna drown in those pools. But I don't know. Well,
Do it for the culture.
we'll see. I'll do it for the culture. There you go. I'll do it for the experience alone, right?
Ooh,
Or just
yeah.
being able to, like, participate in a tournament. Yeah, sure. I'll take that. But yeah, other than that, still playing catch up with like Invincible and other things. But I guess we can talk about Bad Batch.
Yeah.
Pretty okay episode. I don't think it was anything revolutionary. It is more. It was more of the planning episode. So they're both planning on the end of the troops and Omega over in at the mountain base. So Omega's trying to escape. They're trying to infiltrate. So you got the both things going on at the same time. I like how I was surprised that the officer didn't betray them when they infiltrated the station in Coruscant. So, sorry guys, spoilers as always, right? Discuss a show, it's pretty assumed that spoilers are going to come in. So yeah, spoilers. I'm sorry. And yeah, no, the plan actually worked out. They hitched a ride, and you know, we'll see where that goes. But then at the same time, Omega is planting the seed with the kids that are in the vault, and hey, you know what? I already escaped, and as long as you guys help me out, we could probably just all get out of here.
I love that.
So, man, it was really good, like her planning with the kids and making a little map of the base because she knows the surroundings. Super smart. And it just hit me: is Emery's voice actress the same as Omega?
I don't know.
She sounds like an older Omega.
Definitely has an Australian accent, but you know, is it the same person?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like an older Omega. So yeah, I mean, could be. It was good. Like overall, like nothing too crazy happened. Other than the guys actually removing or putting their armor back to basic so they can kind of like blend in into the base. But that was pretty interesting to see, like, their clone armor without, like, their, you know, whatever other pieces they added and armor they added to it. So that was interesting to see. But yeah, other than that, pretty straightforward, nothing too crazy. I enjoyed it, so.
Yeah, you need an episode like this to help build up the lore of Tantis. And when I say that, it's more so that it fills in some specific gaps of when people would say things like in the future, well, how come no one else was able to get to Tantis? And how come, like, this is something that, you know, character X, Y, and Z didn't infiltrate and know about and blah, 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 and et cetera, et cetera. And, like, this is showing, like, ain't nobody just easily just goes to this place.
Right.
And to get to it, the depths that the Bad Batch had to go to just proves that, like, it is extremely, extremely close odds, not something that you would be able to just do if you were any other group. And even with them doing it, things just so happen to go right at the right moments. So I appreciate that, because I think, like, this is something a lot of shows lack when they have story-driven stuff like this, where we're supposed to just believe and expect and understand that these things are these great and powerful places and moments in the galaxy. But now you've got this basis for how complex and how hard it is to get to. Rampart was cool having him yet again in this episode, like I said, also like how in last week's episode, and them basically like saying you are not going to betray us and really forcing him to have to trust them. They're not playing around. Like, now that they have zero ways to get to Omega without this working, you can see that the odds and the stakes are so much higher than it was before. They were way more lax. Even Crosshair was not very fond about going back. Those emotions, everything is thrown out the window. It's like, we will risk our lives to make sure we get our sister back. Huge development on that. Then you also, like you're saying, just reiterating the same stuff you said about, like, Omega's strategy. She's no damsel in distress here. She's exactly where she wants to be. She wants to be there to save the people who are there and the people who she left behind on the other planet as well. So clearly, when she gets out, yeah, she's going to need some backup, because obviously that there's no way you can just walk right off of that place. You know, we know there's beasts on the outside, which, you know, she befriended Batcher. So Batcher's out there with her. That's another one, you know.
Oh, did you see Batcher? Batcher probably stayed at the other
island, right? So Batcher's not there to help her with, you know, the other people and the creatures and whatever. So that's important to remember. But, so if you get these characters free, these kids that have this high M count, like, is that basically saying, like, this is why it was basically unsuccessful, the Snoke abomination, like, you know, creations, because this one failed, and how Palpatine makes it clear, like, there's no room for failure here. Like, they just started taking what samples they had and just making stuff. I don't know, maybe. I could see them like ending this and saying, like, you know what, just go ahead and start doing with what we've got. I could see that. Because clearly they don't get Grogu either. We know that in the future spoilers.
Well, we don't know what they got out of Grogu when Gideon had him for a little bit. So
yeah, he had him for a little bit. That's true, and he tried to clone himself. There's a lot of like little parts like that. That's kind of cool about just expanding that overall lore. I just love how it ends. Like I was on the edge of my seat. I was like, is there a chance that Echo's gonna get sucked out to go into Tantus and they're not gonna go with him and he's gonna be the only one to get to Omega? For a second, right. I thought it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and like just by the last few seconds, they just latch right onto that ship and they're going straight to Tantus. So when they get there, you know it's gonna be a battle. So
man, they're really holding off on that tech comeback.
I mean this one officer that's been hunting them could very well be tech. Everyone keeps saying it at this point now.
You mean this the super clone that he's super smart. Yeah.
Super smart. Yeah. It feels like it's either that or like a clone of Crosshair. Because the fact that he's a sniper specifically.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting. I haven't heard like that never crossed my mind. But that's interesting. All right, cool. Yeah, I mean, straightforward episode, pretty good, pretty enjoyable. So, we still have how many left? 4?
16, right? Cuz we had 12, I think this was the last one.
I think so, yeah.
Something like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right, X-Men. We're all waiting for the aftermath, but we had to fix Storm, right? So, but I was expecting what happened to be the trigger, right? So they played it different, and so Xavier actually got better. If you know, right? It's like if you watched the old show, you know how it all ended. They revealed that Xavier is living with the Chiar, with Lilandra, and then and he got better from his wounds and was to be the consort of the Empress, basically. So it's like, oh yeah, I'm retired, I'm gonna do this thing now, hang out in space with basically Space Queen. And that was cool, you know. Finally we got the reveal, and then going back to Storm, I think they played it really well with her struggle. They made her struggle personal, and I like that they didn't make the event the trigger that gave her powers back, right? It was, you know, her own personal struggle to that she had to overcome to get her powers back. And we got the classic 70s 80s suit for Storm. Awesome. So it looked very good. Yeah, I was like, oh man, yeah, this is really cool. You know, the way they made it all happen, it was great. So yeah, so Storm's back, full force. Forge is cured from the bite that the adversary had given him. And and Xavier is hanging out with these guys, but then all hit, right? It's like at the same time that Storm, you know, Forge turns the TV on and Genosha's happening, and Storm is like, what the heck? And then at the same time, you know, Xavier is trying to explain to the Shi'ar that, you know, that you're no better than humans, basically, right? You're like basically more advanced humans, And then he hit him. Like, it's like the Genosha hits him, and then he sees, I see dead people, and he sees dead Gambit. Like, he starts seeing all, you know, the people that died. He didn't see Magneto, though. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah,
so
100%.
He didn't see Magneto. Yep. He did see Gambit, and all the others that were gone. But then it ended there. It ended with, like, Xavier making the choice. It's like, no. It's like, I got to go back. It's like, are you sure we're going to do this space romance thing? And he's like, nah, I gotta go back. Like, I gotta go back and fix this thing. So yeah, we're there. So Xavier's coming back, Storm's back with her powers, and I guess next week they gotta get together again and get a plan going. But yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I am very, very eager to see how this connects with between Charles' return and Storm essentially also on the same return path because they know what happened, right? Like the, clearly last week's episode was like a catalyst event for all of the X-Men to come together and unite. But also you get that really awesome end scene where you understand that Mr. Sinister is controlling Trask in this matter. And
Right.
obviously like that's very clearly he's the one who is coming that probably Cable is talking about. That's at least how I'm interpreting it.
Right.
I could be wrong. So that seems to be the big bag of the season. But yeah, like the thing with the Charles thing, I think was really well done. I would have liked to have had a full episode dedicated to that, and maybe actually another full episode dedicated to the
Oh,
Storm thing.
okay.
The reason I say it and I say full up and like they, it's not bad. Like it's good what they did. I want to be clear. I liked it.
Right.
But I think that like you're talking about literally the Kree and like this entire Galactic Empire, and they just rushed through this whole moment of, hey,
Oh, you mean the
basically we
conflict
found
between them
you.
and the Kree and
Yeah.
Ronan and all that?
Like
Okay.
they just jumped through like big moments like that, that I was like, I love what I'm seeing. I want more. And it's like kind of more so from the sense of me being, I don't want to say greedy, but like loving it so much, I want more. So I want to make clear, it's not that it was bad. I just wish I had more of that. Now, this thing with Storm, oh my gosh, dude, the way they handled like the awakening and the, it's like the same with Magneto, where how like with Magneto, just the script is so well written and like what's being said and how things are being articulated, making it very clear that like it wasn't that it, like it, the that woke her up in a sense or triggered her to have her powers. It was that she was hiding from it all this time. So when the shot went hit her and it suppressed her abilities, it only was just that. It was just a suppression. But she came in agreement with it in her mind of saying, I now don't have these abilities. I am afraid of basically go not be of going back to actually this life of being an X-Men, of having these mutant abilities. It wasn't that she was afraid of losing them. She was afraid of getting it back, which is crazy because we thought it was the other way around. And the fact that this specific use like a very spiritual type of way of existential way of really trying to realize that she had to basically unlock this for herself. I'm not gonna lie, I was laughing though when she starts flying away and stuff. I was like, Forge is over here gonna die, and you're over here flying around like
I
doing
felt
this
the
awful.
same
I was
thing,
like, go
dude.
get the thing and save him,
It's
like
like
he's seconds away
it's
from
like
dying.
I you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Man of Steel.
Oh,
He's just he just started
yeah.
flying around the world. There's like, no, Storm, are you gonna fly to like Africa and Forge over there like have as a demon infection on his shoulder?
It's
It's like, what
hilarious.
the heck?
Like it was an awesome
It was
scene, but it
great.
was like her just flying and going full power, and that's an Omega level character right there, right? But still funny. Forge using his, they basically are very clearly using the same likeness of Doctor Strange and like the MCU version of magic because the design was the exact same that
Yeah,
we
it was
have from
MCU magic.
that.
Yeah,
So
MCU
that's very
magic.
MCU, like that's a very specific type of design that you're getting. So that's very clear to me, like how you talk about the possibilities of having crossovers, because if it looks that way, if it works that way, then it must be that way that they're intentionally setting it up.
So I read somewhere that, again, major spoilers, that whatever's going to happen, whatever happens in the last episode, basically cements the old show and this show as part of the MCU, right? But this show taking place in the 90s, then, and the MCU taking place later on, right? This is stuff that happens pre-Avengers and all that. So how they're gonna fit it in to the MCU with TBD. But again, Deadpool's the like the obvious answer. And did you see the X-23 pictures?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Cool. All right, yeah, man, that movie is shaping up to be an event. So
they need it to work. Like if that movie bombs, oh, that's a dangerous situation. they need this.
Yeah, yeah.
They need this like DC needs Superman to work.
Yep.
It's big time for comics.
It's big, yeah. Man. Especially this is the only Marvel movie this year. Like
the only one. Did you see the stuff for Brave New World? Like the description and things that were coming out about it from CinemaCon? So they showed a clip from CinemaCon, and like obviously Harrison Ford is like, you know, this Ross is now the president now, and essentially he won it through an election. So that means the president that you have in Secret Invasion either just lost the election or just didn't run again. So that's an interesting fact. Right. And then there's like a line that he says about like basically, I want you, like he's telling Sam, I know we had like I have my differences with like superheroes, but I see the good you're doing and I want you to rebuild the Avengers. So you're making it clear they're trying to rebuild the group. And then he also makes a comment of like the great work that he's done in of finding something that, what was it, once in a generation or once in a millennium, something like that, like hasn't been found in Japan specifically. So people are like, is that adamantium? Like what is it that he's talking about that was found specifically in Japan? So this, again, there's a lot of seeds of things that are being put out there. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it true that Bucky's going to be back and not going to be back for Brave New World?
Yeah. Not for that one. He's in Thunderbolts.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
So they'll probably make it clear.
And like Thunderbolts is started filming like last week, right?
Yep. Okay. Both Thunderbolts and Captain America, Brave New World, both are next year.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. Yeah. Straightforward episode. I know that everyone's waiting for the aftermath, right? From last week's episode. But we had to develop this thing, right? As again, going back to Bad Batch, kind of like the same thing, right? We gotta get to where, you know, the convergence point and you know, let it roll. But yeah, overall, another solid episode. So yeah, very, very much enjoying it. Joel, we have a little bit of breaking news. I don't know if you were able to catch this. Sony is teaming up with the investment group Apollo to merge with Paramount. I don't know if you saw it. Oh, you didn't see it?
No, I'm checking this right now.
Sir. Yeah, just Google Sony Paramount.
Yep, I see this. Discussing joint bid for Paramount.
Yeah.
That is huge.
That's big.
I assumed that Paramount and HBO... there was talks of that coming together.
There were. I mean, but they could.
This is a dark horse here.
Right.
Sony coming in and saying, no, we're going to acquire you. That's huge.
Yeah. Sony's making power moves, right? In media right now, right? And it's like with Crunchyroll. And, you know, they basically own the anime market in the U.S.
Yeah.
Like they own it. They own gaming, like, whether you like it or not, they do, right? You can talk about Nintendo, right? Well, Nintendo, but when it comes to like, we're talking about premium like gaming products. I'm not saying that Nintendo is not a premium; they do charge a premium for their games, but
right.
that's a whole other discussion. but they're very well positioned right now to make moves. This is big for me, right? Because again, I go back to what I always go back to. What about Sonic? What about Sega? What about like Sony would own the movie rights to?
They're getting closer
to that, right? As long as they keep, I think Paramount right now has a decent vision right now with Sonic and what they're doing with Transformers and some other things that they're working on. I think they're in a pretty good spot. But this would put Sony like into more like TV, like Sony's still missing like their big streaming platform. And I know Crackle's Sony, but that's, you know, not lower quality. It, I mean, they have good movies, but you know, lower quality compared to like other services. But then, you know, this putting them in competition with, you know, HBO and Disney Plus and, yeah, and all that. Very interesting, man. Very, you know, breaking news from about an hour ago, but or about 3 hours ago, actually. But yeah, it's, they're making moves. They're making moves. So I use that as a segue and talk about Neo the Hedgehog. So Keanu Reeves is officially your Shadow the Hedgehog. And I'm very excited and very happy about it. Because he's a perfect fit for Shadow.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I think, I remember fans, like, kind of putting it out there. It's like, oh, you should get Keanu to do Shadow. You should get Keanu to do Shadow. And it's, man, I think, like, Sonic and, you know, the whole production team and the studio listening to fans about what they want in the Sonic movies is phenomenal. Like, these guys are taking feedback from the fans and making it happen. They took feedback from the Sonic design. They changed it. They took feedback for Sonic 2. Sonic 2 happened. It was good. And they was like, oh, do Keanu as Shadow. Keanu's Shadow. Right? So, you know, these guys are, they are, I think, out of all the studios right now, because even, I know that Marvel and to some extent Lucasfilm tried to listen to the fans at some points in the last, 4 years. Paramount's the one that's really been out there, like, listening to the fans and listening to what people want. Like,
right.
Again, we go back to Transformers. Like, the last movie, it wasn't that good. But
step in the right direction.
But it's a step in the right direction, and people, fans were asking for Beast Wars stuff.
Right.
And I was like, all right, well, there you go. Here's some Beast Wars stuff, right? I mean, I'm really excited for Sonic 3, man. Like, the more I keep hearing about stuff that they're putting in for fans, I'm just really, really excited. So, but yeah, what do you think of the casting choice?
This just proves to you over and over again that they have the fans in mind when they're making this kind of stuff. Because I don't mean to sound like I'm trying to speak ill of anyone in these groups, but like, any old Hollywood executive would just sit back and be like, I don't know, grab some other random comedian and keep going. Because these movies are for kids and they're silly and whatever. It's like, nah, man. You let these guys go hardcore and say, let's go get somebody that fans will recognize the name.
Yeah.
Matches the personality of the character you're trying to emulate. And it's just going to not be like, you know, like, people just look at it like, oh, it's Dark Sonic and there's Happy Sonic. Like, no, like, Shadow's way more than that.
There's a clear distinction, yeah.
There's a clear distinction. And when you hear the voice and you have a voice talent like this, you're going to get that, I think, you know, brought through. So that's really cool. Yeah, just, I mean, what more can I say about Keanu in general? Like, the fact that this movie even has, again, another, you say it, A-lister, I would argue, yeah, right now with him joining. I think he's an A-lister in Hollywood. Oh, totally. With this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he can lead franchises. And so, like, you're looking at a budget that's pretty big, clearly. Like, you already have Jim Carrey coming in back, and, like, now you've got Keanu and, you know, all these different people involved in this process. This movie's going to go crazy. And the fact that they're making it clear, this is supposed to be, like, an Avengers type thing of where they're going with this yeah, world. I think Keanu is going to have a contract for a while. Like, I think Idris Elba signed a big contract, and I think Keanu signed a big contract probably.
Yeah. Did you ever play Shadow the Hedgehog on PS2?
I don't think so.
Where Shadow had guns, shoot guns.
I wonder if
they're gonna do like a John Wick kind of like callback to Shadow with guns.
Don't want you put guns, isn't that gonna PG-13? Like the moment like you show like a weapon, I don't know.
No, yeah, they gotta make a reference.
Oh yeah, like, yeah,
they gotta make a reference. I just want to hear Keanu yell.
Wear a suit and sunglasses. Yeah. Or something.
Just want to hear Keanu yell chaos control and vanish and come out on some other spot in the planet. Man, I'm really pumped for this movie. I'm so excited, and you know, I'm happy that they're happening, and I'm happy that these movies are good. I really enjoyed them both. So yeah, definitely looking forward to that. That's a movie that I will catch for sure. In the theaters, because my daughter asked me, like, my daughter, she remembers, like, hey, wasn't, like, Sonic 3 supposed to come out this year? It's like, yeah, like Christmas. It's like, oh, yeah, let's go. So, yeah, so.
So, I think this movie is going to outperform a lot of movies than people are realizing. Because there's other movies coming out. I think one of them is the Wicked movie. That one, the Wizard of Oz one or whatever. Uh-huh. Dude, I think this could outperform a lot of things. Like, I think this movie is coming big time. It could be, you could be looking at $500 million or more, easily.
It could do very well. Yeah,
I can see it doing very well compared to the other ones. But are you gonna? I'll probably check out Knuckles. That's gonna be on Paramount Plus, April 26th. I want to say the end of the month.
Six episodes, I think.
Next week. I'll definitely try and check it out because I do have Paramount Plus currently.
Yeah.
So I'll try good. And check it out and tell you how it is. It looks like the same as like the movie qualities. Yeah. It's just in a TV format.
Right. Yeah. It looked real good.
Because Sonic's in it. Like all the same characters are in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sonic and Tails are probably going to be there for like the first episode, but then, you know, they're going to do peace out, do their thing. And then Knuckles is going to take over the show. But yeah, it looked fun. So
yeah,
man. This stinking movie. And then now there's rumors that, you know, like Rouge and Amy Rose are going to be in. I was like, oh, man.
I think so. Yeah.
Like there's rumor. So. Yeah. Like they've been going around. So, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm very much looking forward to this movie. So, Joel, we got a trailer. Keeping it Paramount, I guess. for Transformers 1. I was not expecting this.
What it's like or the trailer?
So well, I was not expecting what it's like.
Okay.
And at first I thought that I was not gonna like it. I was like, oh, this is weird, and it's super charming. Like, and I think the voice actors are doing a good job. It looks good, like visually it looks good. It looks funny. Like, this is, you know, it's a Transformers prequel through and through, but it's also a kid's movie because it has a lot of, like, Toy Story-like humor to some extent. And, yeah, I was like, it was kind of like a pleasant surprise because I was expecting it to be more like the War for Cybertron that's on Netflix. I was expecting it to be more like that.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I wasn't expecting it to be so lighthearted and charming. So, yeah, I looks fine. You know, Optimus sounds fine. He sounds like a younger Peter Cullen. It's like Optimus before the PTSD from the War for Cybertron kicked in. Not much to say. I think it looks fine. I've seen some reactions out there, and it seems like a lot of people are getting the same kind of reaction that I got. I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting it to be, like, funny and lighthearted and you know, more animated than we all thought it was going to be. Because I was expecting it to be like the Netflix show. And, you know, this was more like a Toy Story thing. So, yeah, it looked good, man. I don't know what you think, but, yeah. I think you're going to differ from me on this one. Yeah.
Yeah. See, we talked about being civil at the start of the show. We don't always agree. I did not like this trailer. I think that the animation looks nice. I'm sure, the talent behind it is good, the voice talent. That's not my issue, actually, with this.
Yeah.
It really just, for my issue, is just that it seemed a little too goofy.
It's goofy.
That's just my personal opinion.
Right.
Like, I don't mind comedy, but it felt like, just from the trailer, it felt like just crossed the line of just, like, too goofy for me. Like, it's like they almost went, like, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles route. which is fine for that. Like, that works good because they're supposed to be teenagers and like they're silly and whatever, and they're like, I'm fun. And they kind of made every character like that to me.
You know what? That makes sense. Because they're kind of trying to make a TMNT version of Transformers, almost.
Right.
I can see where you're coming from, yeah.
And I really liked the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mayhem.
I really enjoyed that. But it doesn't mean that I want Transformers to be that. That's just me. Like, I think I'm probably in the same boat of view of, like, what I would like to have had was probably more of, like, the War for Cyber, like, the stuff you see on that they have the Netflix series. Not the animation style, but just the storytelling style of it. I love that it's, like, all just based in Cybertron. Like, it's just you just have a Transformers being the main characters, Autobots being your main characters. Like, I love that. But somehow they made the Autobots too much like humans before they've ever even met humans.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta, because I think this is the first time that we've seen Cybertron pre-war.
Right.
We've always seen Cybertron, like, either destroyed or in war or getting eaten up by Unicron or something, right? But we've never seen it, like, before everything went down. So I can see how they want to tonally differentiate the timeline, right? But I can see where you're coming from. Like, there's some parts that are kind of goofy. I watched it and I was like, oh, this is kind of like a kids movie, right?
And that's something that I'm okay with, because I understand it's not for me. That's important, like, to know to distinguish the two. Just like I don't like that people take sometimes animated movies and act like just because animated, therefore it's a kids movie.
No, not at all.
It doesn't have to be. Right. But I understand in this case, that's probably what they were going for.
That's what they're going for, trying to sell some toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see if the kids love it. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what? Again, it could be great. And, like, you know, you could eat crow.
I could eat crow. I do still want to see it. Like, I'm not going to pretend it'll be
Joel's turn to eat a shrimp. we gotta get together.
It's coming.
I owe you that pineapple on pizza.
It's pizza
past March
Disney.
And Sony didn't buy Jack. But I don't know. Look, they're trying to buy stuff, but not PlayStation though.
So that was also your Disney Apple acquisition thing too, dude.
That's got until summer. I don't think that's gonna happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Apple will not be buying them yet.
No. But, you know, they're definitely going to, they're selling this one for the kiddos, for sure. So,
yeah.
Yep. Joe, reports are coming in that Sony is asking developers to up their game when it comes to visual fidelity on their games, because PS5 Pro is happening. So reports are that there's dev kits out there. Sony's telling them, listen, let's go ahead and plan and make, you know, a full ray tracing compatible version for the Pro. Keep working on the 5 version, and that's where we are. So things are moving along. I don't want to make a prediction on this one. Or if I make a prediction, I'm probably not put anything on the line. But I can see this being announced around June, July, coming out in October, more than likely. And am I gonna buy it? I don't know at this point. Possibly. Things may happen, right, that I would be able to grab one of these things. But I can't wait to see what this thing is all about, because I the more I think about it, I'm perfectly happy with my PS5. But if that Final Fantasy VII Rebirth performance mode didn't look so awful, I would be playing on 60 frames a second. But you know what? I would rather just have it look good. That's just me. But if I can have, you know, have it look great and run at 60 with this thing, then sure. Fantastic. Any predictions, Jules? Well, do you think that there's going to be a price cut on the regular PS5 and this is going to come in at $100 more? And, you know, basically like $399 and then this one's going to be $500? Or is this going to be an old digital console with a disc that you can buy, like on, you know, you can buy the same disc that you buy for the other PS5. Mm-hmm. And then this was going to be, this thing's going to be like $500, like, you know, $400, $500. And then you buy the disc if you want for an extra, whatever, $80, whatever they're charging. So what do you think?
Yeah, I personally would like to see it be all digital. I don't think that there's a need for them to now push that this thing needs to be, you know, a disc-based thing. You can get the external disc drive and keep going. But at the same extent, if you go all digital, do they still keep it at 1 terabyte or do they make it a 2 terabyte machine? I don't know. Like, I don't think they would because of the cost.
Right.
But I would love to see, like, if you're embracing the digital, I would love to see, like, that be the next step where you're like, look, we're actually giving you space to hold more than 4 games. Like, that's something I would like to see happen. Will it happen? I don't expect it. Yeah, I don't know how steep of a price cut, but I expect a price cut. It could even be $50, Obed. I don't know if that's going to even be $100. Yeah. It'd make more sense to be $100, but I could see there being, you know, some form of a price cut coming in. If you just drop this and say you're going to pay more of a premium for a console that's been around for a while and trying to move those units, just doesn't make sense to me. So hopefully they do give a price cut. Hopefully they do go all digital and they just give you that external drive. We're good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to see what this is all about. You know, still we don't know about Xbox. Mm-hmm. Xbox came out late last week they didn't say anything. They sent out a communication to employees,
right?
Saying, hey, we're working on this thing and this is going to be the biggest leap, the biggest generation leap ever. But this is like buzzwords that we've always heard, right? It's like, well, are you telling me that this is going to be as big as a leap as we got from like the Super Nintendo to the N64? Are we talking about like 4D games, right? I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So, yet to be seen, but definitely paying attention to everything. Nintendo's over there counting their money, counting their trillions of gen, and, riding the wave. They're still selling games. They're still selling consoles. Again, the only thing for when it comes to the Switch or whatever the successor of the Switch is that I don't want them to release it too late where people are either disinterested or there's more competition out there because there's other devices out there. Like, you know, PlayStation may come out with something. Xbox may come out with something. There's already Steam and Logitech and all this stuff that's, you know, Lenovo. So I think they need to realize that the time is right for them to do it this year, unless they want to get away from the pros. Like, unless they know that the pros are coming out this year, and they're coming out in October, and they're like, let's wait until past the holidays and release it. That way, we can just get away from the pros, and people can focus on our own thing. So that could be it, or it could be that they're. Again, the rumor was that it got pushed because they wanted to have enough stock to prevent scalping, which is great. So yeah. So we'll see. That's basically what we have. Unless you have anything else, sir, it's gonna make it short and sweet this time.
Yeah, absolutely. And make sure everyone you stay tuned, stay subscribed to No Load Time. We are on podcast platforms of your choice, Amazon, SoundCloud, Spotify. Again, find us, subscribe to us, write a review. We'd really appreciate that. Also, you can subscribe to our video version on YouTube. So find the No Load Time channel on YouTube. Subscribe, like the videos, write us a comment. Whether you agree or disagree, we're happy to receive them. Let's keep it civil. We love it. And please make sure you follow us on social media at No Load Time. That's at No Load Time. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, Threads. We're out there. Make sure you follow us on these platforms, especially we've got some really cool events coming up this summer, San Diego Comic-Con and more that we'll be at covering. Additionally, you can also follow us on Twitch. No Load Time. It's No Load Time altogether. Maybe this summer we'll stream some games for you guys. And last but not least, if you have a question, comment, or feedback, we'd love to hear from you. Again, you can write a comment, but you also could send an email. NoLoadTime@gmail.com. That's NoLoadTime@gmail.com. And maybe we'll even talk about it on a future episode. Thank you all so much, and we look forward to being with you next time.
Thank you, guys. Stay safe. We'll see you again next time.